And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
Like the ancient Roman Empire, this world's doomed to fall. And it's much too big a thing for mortal man. Just take a look around and see the writing on the wall. Somehow we've got to find a helping hand. This world has never been in the awful shape it's in. And people scorn the things our leaders do. It's time a prayer was spoken from the heart of every man. Jesus, take a hold and lead us through. The mighty roar of gunfire is now the local sound. And our city streets are filled with angry men. The law is now a mockery throughout our troubled land. And destruction seems to be the current trend. This world has never been in the awful shape it's in. And people scorn the things our leaders do. It's time a prayer was spoken from the heart of every man. Jesus, take a hold and lead us through. Please, Jesus, take a hold and lead us through.
Jesus, take a hold and lead us through. That's Reagan Riddle of the Primitive Quartet singing for us here on It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone. Going to be around with you for a little while, and I sure hope that the songs we have picked out for you today will bless your heart. I'm troubled because of the condition of our nation. Folk, we need to be troubled. Seems like that every time, or quite often, we turn the news on and another school shooting, more young people killing young people. It's so sad. And we need to be on our knees calling on a thrice holy God to please touch our land. It's so, so sad. And the only hope for America is not in politics. It's not in petitions. It's in prayer. God said many years ago that if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Folk, I really, really believe the only hope for America is prayer. Turning to God, turning from our wicked ways in America. Well, I hope that we'll do that. All right, let me encourage you to be found faithful to good Bible believing, Bible teaching, Bible preaching, Bible practicing church. Oh, how America needs to get back to God. And I'm just burdened. I'm burdened over the condition of our land. Well, I want to look into the Word of God today. We're in the book of Esther, Old Testament scripture, the book of Esther, chapter 4, and very, very good scriptures. All the scripture good. And we're going to be again reading in verse 1. While you're turning there, let me encourage you to sit down, send us a little note, a card or letter to let us know that you're listening, where you're listening from. I'm finding out that I'm on radio stations that I did not even know that I was on, and that's okay. And if the program's a blessing to you, I'd sure love to know it. The address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. You can send me an email at itsgospeltime, itsgospeltime. Have to put all three words together, itsgospeltime, itsgospeltime@yahoo.com. Or you can give me a phone call at 828-778-7777. 3350. And you can find us on the Facebook at Roger Boone, Weaverville, North Carolina. Check us out on the World Wide Web at www.itsgospeltime.com. Looking today into the book of Esther, chapter 4, begin reading in verse number 1. Alexander Scobie's reading for us from the King James Version of the Bible.
When Mordecai perceived all that was done, Mordecai rent his clothes and put on sackcloth with ashes, and went out into the midst of the city and cried with a loud and a bitter cry, and came even before the king's gate, for none might enter into the king's gate clothed with sackcloth. And in every province, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Jews, and fasting, and weeping, and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes. So Esther's maids and her chamberlains came and told it her. Then was the queen exceedingly grieved, and she sent raiment to clothe Mordecai and to take away his sackcloth from him, but he received it not. Then called Esther for Hatak, one of the king's chamberlains, whom he had appointed to attend upon her, and gave him a commandment to Mordecai to know what it was and why it was. So Hatak went forth to Mordecai unto the street of the city, which was before the king's gate. And Mordecai told him of all that had happened unto him, and of the sum of the money that Haman had promised to pay to the king's treasuries for the Jews to destroy them. Also he gave him the copy of the writing of the decree that was given at Shushan to destroy them, to show it unto Esther, and to declare it unto her, and to charge her that she should go in unto the king to make supplication unto him, and to make request before him for her people.
The Israelites were waiting for a long, long night of death. All of Egypt's firstborn would draw their final breath. Yet God had made provision for his own to be saved. The blood upon the doorpost would keep old death away. A mother held her children with comfort and with care. Sweet peace filled the house that night as Father said the prayer. Dear great God in heaven, thank you for your love, and thank you for salvation purchased by the blood. Oh death, move along, this house is covered by the blood. Oh death, move along, this house is covered by the blood. We have no need to fear, the child of God lives here. Oh death, move along, this house is covered by the blood. Now one day this old house of clay will crumble to the ground. No dominion, he can't hold me down. I'll soon be resurrected, very much alive, for this old house is covered by the precious blood of Christ. Oh death, move along, this house is covered by the blood. Oh death, move along, this house is covered by the blood. We have no need to fear, the child of God lives here. Oh death, move along, this house is covered by the blood. We have no need to fear, the child of God lives here. Oh death, move along, this house is covered by the blood.
Well, I'm glad that death just needs to move along because this house is covered by the blood. That's the Rochesters that make their home around Blacksburg, South Carolina. Good song, and love those folk. Love to hear them sing and love to be around them. Mighty fine folk. Do a mighty fine job of singing. Well, this song here has been out for a few years, not a long time, but it's got a wonderful message in it. And these folk make their home in Nashville, Georgia. Never been to Nashville, Georgia, but it's a good song. It's called The Bottom of the Barrel. Listen to the message in this one.
Poor little widow, fearful and sick, was busy gathering a bundle of sticks. She decided the next meal was the last one she'd ever fix. Then along came Elijah, said, "Don't be afraid. Just go and do what you hear the Lord say, and seeing her faith, surely He will make the way." So she poured all the oil out of the cruse, and the last ounce of flour from the barrel she scooped, made a cake for the prophet, herself and her little son too. Flour from the barrel never ran short, and the oil from the cruse continued to pour from the bottom of her barrel. She reached into the top of the Lord. At the bottom of the barrel, God will provide every need. He will supply. Of the barrel. There are times here in this life when everything's wrong and nothing seems right. We walk by faith, we don't walk by.
At the bottom of the barrel, there's always a miracle for those that will trust in the Lord. I found that to be true, friend, and that's the reason I say if America will just turn to God, He still has a miracle for America, and I believe that. Well, I'm going to take a little short break, and then following the break, I'll come right back in, have some more great gospel music. I sure hope you'll stay around, because I'll be back right after this.